opening hymn is 815 in your larger hymnals. 815, What If It Were Today?
Joy to
Anybody have a favorite hymn or testimony? That's 423 in the old. The solid rock. We'll sing the first and last verses. Dare to be a Daniel. We'll sing all four. Together, we'll sing this as our final verse because I won't have any voice left. Our final song this afternoon. 8:14, Wonderful Grace of Jesus.
Thank you. Well, there should be no excuse for not seeing the outline somewhere. The reason that I put it on this is because I first did this outline a few years back before we had the new format. And so we can try and see if it works on these side screens. It might, see, the old format's a little more like a square, and these are more like a wide and shallow rectangle. Maybe it'll work. Well, you let me know as we go. I had given this message once before. I've upgraded it, but I gave it before for a previous election. And I thought, I think I have my computer somewhere that same message. I'd like to cover it again because here we are again in another election cycle. And I think there's an application to be made for all of us today. So if you turn your Bibles first to Mark chapter 13. We'll start reading in verse 3. Mark 13, verse 3 through 14. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, over against the temple, Peter and James and John and Andrew asked him privately, "Tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign when all these things shall be fulfilled?" And Jesus answering them began to say, "Take heed lest any man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And when ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, be ye not troubled, for such things must needs be. But the end shall not be yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdoms against kingdom. And there shall be earthquakes in diverse places, and there shall be famines and troubles. These are the beginnings of sorrow. But take heed to yourselves, for they shall deliver you up to councils, and in the synagogues ye shall be beaten, and ye shall be brought before rulers and kings for my sake, for a testimony against them. And the gospel must first be published among all nations. But when they shall lead you and deliver you up, take no thought beforehand what ye shall say, neither do ye premeditate, but whatsoever shall be given you in that hour, then speak ye, for it is not that speak, but it is not ye that speak, but the Holy Ghost. Now the brother shall betray the brother to death, and the father, the sons, and children shall rise up against their parents, and shall cause them to be put to death, and ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake, but he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. But when ye shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet, standing where it ought not, let him that readeth understand. Let them that be in Judea flee to the mountains. Let him that is on the housetop not go down into the house, neither enter therein to take anything out of his house. Let him that is in the field not turn back again for to take up his garment. But woe to them that are with child, and to them that give such suck in those days. And pray ye that your flight be not in the winter. For in those days shall be affliction such as was not from the beginning of the creation, which God created until this time, neither shall be. And except the Lord had shortened these days, no flesh should be saved. But for the elect's sake, wherein he hath chosen, he hath shortened the days. I think we'll stop at that point and pray. Our Father, we ask that you would bless our study this afternoon. Equip us as we look to what might be happening in the days near to us. In Christ's name, amen. So the topic is, oh, and by the way, there's a handout in back I'd really encourage you to grab a copy of, because we're going to be referencing it to look at the application to today. So So everybody please grab a copy of that. It's the one by Victor Davis Hansen. Features of an unraveling world. Jesus has just said that Jerusalem was about to fall apart. The disciples asked for details. Jesus' answer extends beyond the upcoming conflict with Rome to the tribulation at the end of the world. Jesus' answer has application to the time in which we now live as well. The application is not in the details, but certainly in the principles. You see, given the unchanging nature of the powers of darkness and light, the way things unravel and the way Christians stand firm remain constant. And have you not observed that we are living in an unraveling world? Are we not seeing what happens when things fall apart? The center does not hold. So let's look first at the features of an unraveling world in any age. Here are the seven that we saw in the text we just read. Deception, false Christs, human conflicts, environmental turmoil, persecution of the godly, family breakdowns, and then the bottoming out. Let's start with deception. In Mark 13:5, we read, Jesus answering them began to say, take heed lest any man deceive you. Deceive, it means to dupe, delude, defraud, trick, hoodwink, mislead, misguide, buffalo, outwit, swindle. This will be the activity characterizing the last days. Many scriptures tell us of this. 2 Timothy 3:13. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. 2 Thessalonians 2:9 and 10. The Antichrist's coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they received not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. Revelation 12, verse 9. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. Deception. Do you not see it in the politics of today? And I don't know if some people would know truth if it hit them squarely in the face. Deception. Everywhere deception. It's one of the features of the unraveling world in the last days. A second feature, Jesus said, is false Christs. Mark 13:6. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. Many scriptures tell us of this. Mark 13:22. False Christs and false prophets shall rise and show signs and wonders to seduce, if it were possible, even the elect. Jeremiah 14:14. Then the Lord said unto me, the prophets prophesy lies in my name. I sent them not, neither have I commanded them, neither speak unto them. They prophesy unto you a false vision and divination and a thing of naught and the deceit of their hearts. 1 John 4:1, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. The features of the unraveling world, one is deception, the second one is false Christs, and the third one is human conflict. Mark 13, verse 7. And when ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, be ye not troubled, for such things must be. But the end shall not be yet, for nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. Jeremiah 25, 32. Then said the Lord of hosts, behold, evil shall come forth from nation to nation, and a great whirlwind shall be raised up from the coast of the earth. Zechariah 14:13. And it shall come to pass in that day that a great tumult from the Lord shall be among them, and they shall lay hold every one on the hand of his neighbor, and his hand shall rise up against the hand of his neighbor. Revelation 6:4. And there went out another horse that was red, and power was given to him that sat thereon to take peace from the earth, and that they should kill one another, and there was given unto him a great sword. It features of the unraveling world. One is deception. The second one is false Christs, people presenting themselves as the hope and the answer to life's problems. The third is human conflict. The fourth, environmental turmoil. Jesus said in Mark 13:8, there shall be earthquakes in diverse places, and there shall be famines and troubles. These are the beginnings of sorrow. Oh, we read a little lower. Take Isaiah 29 and verse 6. Thou shalt be visited of the Lord of hosts with thunder and with earthquake and great noise, with storm and tempest and the flame of devouring fire. Ezekiel 7:15. The sword is without, and the pestilence and the famine within. He that is in the field shall die with the sword, and he that is in the city, famine and pestilence shall devour him. Revelation 6:12-13. And I beheld when he had opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake. And the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood. And the stars of heaven fell upon the earth, unto the earth, even as a fig tree casteth her untimely figs when she is shaken of a mighty wind. Features of an unraveling world. Jesus said one is deception. Second is false Christs. Third is human conflict. Fourth, environmental turmoil. Five, persecution of the godly. He says in Mark 13:9, but take heed to yourselves, for they shall deliver you up to councils, and in the synagogues ye shall be beaten, and ye shall be brought before rulers and kings for my sake, for a testimony against them. Mark 13:13, ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. John 16:2, they shall put you out of synagogues. Yea, the time cometh that whosoever killeth you will think that he does God service. 2 Timothy 3:12, yea, and all they that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. So the features of an unraveling world: deception, false Christs, human conflict, environmental turmoil, persecution of the godly. Six, family breakdown. Mark 13:12, now the brother shall betray the brother to death, and the father the son, and children shall rise up against their parents and shall cause them to be put to death. Ezekiel 38:21, every man's sword shall be against his brother. Micah 7:4-6, the best of them is a briar, the most upright is sharper than a thorn hedge. Trust ye not in a friend, put ye not confidence in a guide. Keep the doors of thy mouth from her that lieth in thy bosom. For the son dishonoreth the father, the daughter riseth up against her mother, the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. A man's enemies are the men of his own house. Luke 12:52-53. For from henceforth thou shalt be five in one house divided, three against two, two against three. The father shall be divided against the son against the father, the mother against the daughter against the mother, the mother-in-law against the daughter-in-law, the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. One more time. Features of an unraveling world: deception, false Christs, human conflict, environmental turmoil, persecution of the godly, family breakdown, and then there is the bottoming out. Jesus said in Mark 13:14, but when ye shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet, standing where it ought not, let him that readeth understand, then let them that be in Judea flee to the mountains. Yes, when you have a pig offered in the temple of the holy God, the bottom has gone out. Things have fallen apart. Genesis 6, 5 and 6. God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination and the thought of his heart was only evil continually. And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. Genesis 19:15. And when the morning arose, then the angels hastened Lot, saying, Arise, take thy wife and thy two daughters which are here, lest thou be consumed in the iniquity of the city. So in review, here are seven features of an unraveling world in any age. Deception, false Christs, human conflicts, environmental turmoil, persecution of the godly, family breakdowns, and bottoming out. Let's compare that scenario with what we observe in our world today. Again, I wrote this about 4 years ago. I have this commentary. Again, this is the handout in the back of the room there. See the following commentary by Victor Davis Hanson. He calls it the phenomenon of systems collapse. First of all, history. Look at Venezuela. By 2010, this once well-off oil-exporting country was mired in a self-created mess. Food became scarce, crime ubiquitous, radical socialism, nationalization, corruption, jailing opponents, and the destruction of constitutional norms were the culprits. Greece, between 2009 and 2016, a once relatively stable Greece nearly became a third world country. Then Great Britain in the 1970s, thank the Lord for Margaret Thatcher, so did Great Britain in its socialist days in the 1970s. United States, Joe Biden's young presidency, again this is 4 years ago, may already be leading the United States into a similar meltdown. Issues. One is open borders. Hard left woke ideology has all but obliterated the idea of a border. Millions of impoverished foreigners are entering the United States illegally and during a pandemic without either COVID-19 tests or vaccinations. Health bureaucracies. The health bureaucracies have lost credibility as official communiques on masks, herd and acquired immunity, vaccinations, comorbidities, apparently change and adjust to perceived political realities. Race relations. After decades of improving race relations, America is regressing into a pre-modern tribal society. Crime soars, inflation roars, welfare, millions stay home, content to be paid by the state, not to work. Supply shortages, empty shelves are the new norm. I heard this week in the news, for example, California, there's another producer of oil in the state of California that's closed down now because environmental restrictions were too tight, and they produced 8% of all the petroleum for the state of California. That sort of thing continues to happen. Urban violence, 19th century style train robberies are back. So is 1970s urban violence, replete with looting, carjackings, and random murderings of the innocent. Diminished influence. After the Afghanistan debacle, we have returned to the dark days following defeat in Vietnam, when United States deterrence abroad was likewise shattered, and global terrorism and instability were the norms abroad. Energy dependence. Who could have believed a year ago that America would now beg Saudi Arabia and Russia to pump more oil as we pulled out our own oil leases and canceled pipelines and oil fields? And on we go. Causes. Most of the causes of our current situation are self-inflicted. Instead, most of our maladies are self-inflicted. They are the direct result of woke ideologies that are both cruel and antithetical to traditional American pragmatism. For example, in law enforcement, hard left district attorneys in our major cities refuse to charge thousands of arrested criminals, relying instead on bankrupt social justice theories. Law enforcement has been arbitrarily defunded and libeled. Police deterrence is lost, so looters, vandals, thieves, and murderers more freely prey on the public. Monetary theory. Modern monetary theory deludes ideologues that printing trillions of dollars can enrich the public, even as the ensuing inflation is making people poorer. Woke ideology, critical race theory, absurdly dictates that current good racism can correct the effects of past bad racism. A once tolerant multiracial nation is resembling the factionalism of the former Yugoslavia. The culprit again is a callous, woke ideology that posits little value for individuals, prioritizing only the so-called collective agenda. Woke's trademark is equity, or a forced equality of result. Practically, we are becoming a comic book version of victims and victimizers, with woke opportunists play-acting as our superheroes. Institutional attacks. Strangest in 2021 was the systematic attack on our ancient institutions as we scapegoated our ancestors for our own incompetencies. The woke have waged a veritable war against the 233-year-old Electoral College and the right of states to set their own balloting laws in national elections. The 180-year-old filibuster, the 150-year-old nine-person Supreme Court, and the 60-year-old 50-state union. Crumbling public confidence. The United States military, Department of Justice, FBI, CIA, Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, National Institute of Health, until recently were revered. Their top echelons were staffed by career professionals, mostly immune to the politics of the day, but not now. These bureaus and agencies are losing public confidence and support. Citizens fear rather than respect Washington grandees who have weaponized politics ahead of public service. Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Mark Milley, Attorney General Merrick Garland, former FBI heads like James Comey, and Andrew McCabe, retired CIA Director John Brennan, and Anthony Fauci, head of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, have all politicized and vastly exceeded their professional purviews. They sounded off in public forums as if they were elected legislators up for re-election. Some lied under oath, others demonized critics, most sought to become media darlings. Oversight. This government free fall is overseen by a tragically bewildered, petulant, and incompetent president. In his confusion, an increasingly unpopular president seems to believe his divisive chaos is working, belittling his political opponents as racist Confederate rebels. As we head into the 2022 midterm elections, who will stop our descent into collective poverty, division, and self-inflicted madness? Now, as far as how to respond. Number one, be alert. Jesus said in Mark 13:5, going back to his monologue, take heed lest any man deceive you. You and I must be alert. Ephesians 5:6 says, let no man deceive you with vain words. Philippians 3, 2, beware of dogs, beware of evil workers, beware of the concision. 1 Peter 5, 8, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, is a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Be alert. Secondly, be calm. Jesus said in Mark 13, 7, be ye not troubled, for such things must needs be. David says in Psalm 27, verse 3, though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. Psalm 112, 7, he shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. Proverbs 3, 25, be not afraid of sudden fear, because neither of the desolation of the wicked when it cometh. Peace I leave with you, Jesus said. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. John 14:27. So be alert. Be calm. Abide in God. Jesus says in Mark 13:11, but when they shall lead you and deliver you up, take no thought beforehand what ye shall speak, neither do ye premeditate, but whatsoever shall be given you in that hour, that speak ye. For it is not ye that speak, but the Holy Ghost. We read in Exodus 14, 14, the Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace. 2 Chronicles 20, 17, you shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourselves, stand ye still, and see the salvation of the Lord. John 15, 5, I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me ye can do nothing. John 14, 26, the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. So how do we respond in this chaotic age? Be alert. Be calm. Abide in God. And endure. Jesus says in Mark 13, 13, but he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. The enduring doesn't save them. It's evidence of salvation that they endure. Galatians 6, 9, let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Hebrews 3, 14, for we are made partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end. And James 1, 12, blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. How do we respond to an unraveling world? Be alert. Be calm. Abide in God. Endure. And flee. Jesus said in Mark 13, 14, but when ye shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet standing where it ought not, let him that readeth understand, then let them that be in Judea flee to the mountains. A prudent man foreseeth the evil, Proverbs 22, 3 says. A prudent man foreseeth the evil and hideth himself, but the simple pass on and are punished. A wise man feareth and departeth from evil, but the fool rageth and is confident. Proverbs 14, 16. Exodus 9, verse 20 and 21. He that feareth the word of the Lord among the servants of Pharaoh made his servants and his cattle flee into the houses. And he that regarded not the word of the Lord left his servants and his cattle in the field. Hebrews 11, 7. By faith Noah, being warned of God of things not yet seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house. Revelation 18, 4, and I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins, and that ye receive not of her plagues. How should believers respond to an unraveling world? Be alert. Be calm. Abide in God. Endure. And flee. May we pray. Our Father, we look at the leadership of today and who's running for public office and what morals will be compromised and what it says of us as a people for whom we would vote. And we know we need the Lord's guidance in this age as in any age. And we pray for grace that we ought to know how to live in such a day as this. And whether it is by life or by death, whether it is by trouble or by peace, whether it is a time of great stress and strain or of ease, we want to commit all into the hands of God. God alone is our strength and our guide and our refuge. It is on Him that we rest. It is in Him that we have confidence. We pray that we as a people will be known for our wisdom and how to live in such an age as this and how to abide in the God who made us and takes care of us and one day will be our home forever. This we pray in the name of Christ our Savior. Amen. Let's have a final verse of a final hymn.
Closing hymn is 505 in your larger hymnals. Charge to Keep I Have. Let's stand together as we sing.
A charge to keep I have, a God to glorify, a never dying soul to save and fit it for the sky, to serve the present.
Wayne, would you close our service in prayer, please?